This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. A little Rockets talk. The Rockets and John Wall are, they're no longer a couple. They were on Facebook as It's Complicated for a while, but now they've broken up. So they're no longer a couple. And the Rockets are paying John Wall about $41 million to leave, to go away.
Yeah.
He's gone now.
That's got to be hard.
For who?
You know, to come in and make $80 million or so over a couple of years.
Yeah.
And not play for the team that's paying you the $80 million. That's tough.
To be completely fair to John Wall, he did play 40 games the first year he was here.
Yeah.
And he played well. He was a 20-9 guy, 20 points a game, 9 assists. And he was a good guy behind the scenes, too, mentored the younger players, things like that. Then when they got really, really young in 2021-2022, when they got really young this past season, he still showed up at the building and practiced and lifted weights most of the time till he went back to Miami, but he didn't make a big stink. I wouldn't either if someone was paying me $44 million to not make a big stink. I would probably abide by that. So he got paid $44 million to do nothing last year, and now he's getting paid about $41 million To go away,
right?
Yeah.
He'll still be playing. I guess he'll be playing basketball, just not for the Rockets.
Not for the Rockets. He's going to play for the Clippers, evidently.
But that part of it, it's amazing. It really is amazing, like how this just flies under the radar in the NBA. Whereas in football, we're irate that Deshaun wasn't playing for $15 million. And it was obviously for completely different circumstances. I'm not trying to lump John Wall into that whole situation. And I guess the other difference with John Wall was, unlike another player who might be holding out or something, this was mutually advantageous for both the Rockets and John Wall.
Yeah.
You know, like, if anything, if John Wall wanted to be a thorn in the Rockets' side in this situation, he could have threatened to play last year.
Right.
He should have insisted. If he wanted to insist, like, this is bogus, I demand to play, they would have said, like, look, we're trying to develop some younger guys.
Exactly.
Get a lottery pick here at John Wall. Yeah. Ixnay on the A play.
You're right. Yeah. Right. So John Wall, Seth, when you think about this, I started thinking about this yesterday when this was announced last night. I mean, someone asked us on the text page, what does that do to the Rockets' salary cap? It just means that John Wall goes away and he counts $41 million on this year's cap. Like, that's all it means. And it means they didn't trade him for contracts that are going to be on the books next year. That's the other thing. People are like, well, why didn't they trade John Wall? If he had value, why didn't they move him? Because whoever you're trading him to, you got to match the contract amounts up within like 15 or 20%, which means for most teams, you're going to be taking back bad contracts or longer contracts. The Rockets want pretty much just clean books. They want a bunch of dudes that are still on their rookie deals and a bleep ton of cap space for next year. Seth, how about these numbers if you're a Houston sports fan? If you're a Houston sports fan that gets triggered easily by athlete salaries in 2022, then earmuffs. John Wall, as we just mentioned, paid $85 million to do nothing for the Rockets last year and this coming season. $85 million. That's the most. So I'll say this. It gets better from here. Now, again, different circumstances, like you said. I'm just pointing out the wasted dollars. I'm not pointing out how we got here.
I'll point out that if J.J. Watt had stuck around, maybe he could have raised that money on a GoFundMe site or whichever. What app was he using during Harvey?
Oh, I forget. It wasn't GoFundMe. It was a different one.
It was a different one, yeah. But it was that's about how much he raised. He could have done that for John Wall.
He could have. A John Wall GoFundMe for the Rockets. For Tillman Fertitta, yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Verlander, $66 million for one start over 2020 and 2021.
For the one start, that's right, because he
start at the beginning of the COVID season.
That one doesn't feel like, because for one, it wasn't a full two seasons. So technically, it should be worse.
You're right.
Because it was $66 million for one game in 1.5 seasons.
So $66 million. So if he's making $33 million a year, they played about, call it a third of a season in the COVID year.
Yeah, and he didn't get paid. He got paid a prorated amount.
Amount. So okay. So he probably made about $44 million total.
Yeah.
Still.
That wasn't even the point I was originally trying to make. So then, but I'll take credit for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't $66 million.
Right.
So Deshaun Watson, it was a measly $10.5 million.
What's everybody got their panties in a wad for? It's just $10.5 million for him to holler at the media for filming him at practice and, you know, kind of trying to walk in disguise each day with his hoodie pulled up over his head.
$10.5 million. I paid for my no-shows on the new Greenway project. Plaza project.
These are no-show jobs.
We carved in $10.5 million for no-shows.
Okay, so if we were translating these into mob, like kind of a souped up or trumped up mob jobs that they give to guys, there's the no-show and the no-work. The no-show is you get paid for not even having to show up at the job site.
Right.
The no-work is you show up, but you're basically sitting there eating donuts the whole time. I would say Justin Verlander was a no-show because he was not – remember, he was not here doing his rehab. So he was a no-show.
Yeah.
I would say Deshaun was a combination of a no-show and a no-work. He was no-work for a while. He was at training camp, and then he wasn't all of a sudden.
Deshaun was I think Deshaun was the closest equivalent to him was somebody who's getting paid to keep his mouth shut, which the mob doesn't. You know, sometimes they'll do that instead of just offing you. Sometimes it pays just to, you know, like, all right, we're not going to off you. We'll pay you to – we're going to give you a piece of this contract just so you to be quiet.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
That's true. Right. Right. I'll give you the casino over the Bloomfield Ave hardware store if you just shut up.
So John Wall wasn't a what's it called when you show up but don't work?
No work.
A no work.
Yeah.
It wasn't a no work because of the amount. It was he was the refuse commissioner. He was the recycling commissioner that didn't actually know anything about recycling or something. So he basically was in charge of. He had that title so he could collect the salary and get his health insurance.
Right.
And other than that, just collect it. But, like, there was nothing on his computer. The desk drawers were empty, all of that.
He was like Tony Soprano at Barone Sanitation.
Sanitation, that's the word I was looking for.
Barone Sanitation. Yeah. Tony had an office there. At one point when the feds were kind of amping up the heat on him, Tony's lawyer said, you know what? Might be a good idea to just show up at Barone Sanitation once a week, just for appearances. Yeah. So remember, Tony shows up and he sits there in that room putting the football squares together for the office. That was his job. He's got a ruler out and he's making the squares. And he
entertained the secretary in conversation, et cetera. Yeah.
Et cetera. Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of money, dude. For Houston teams to be spending on dudes to do nothing for no shows and no work job. And hey, do we want to lump Laremy Tunsil in for the prorated portion of what he made last year for the 4 or 5 games where it looked like he could have played?
That was no, because I think that was at least a little bit more conventional. And so was Justin Verlander's. Verlander's was conventional. It was the unfortunate problem that in baseball, a Tommy John is an 18-month recovery.
Yeah.
So because of the timing of it, because of the timing of it, and like I'll remind you, Sean, if he had gotten that injury in late July or August, was it late July of a normal year?
Yeah, it was
late July.
Would
have already played more than half the season.
Yeah.
So him missing that whole season was in a 66-game season. So that's not quite fair.
Yeah. No, it's a sunken cost, though, is my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, but I would say that both in the instance of John Wall and Justin Verlander, it was money well spent because Verlander, look. Obviously you didn't have his services in the playoffs. Nothing you can do about that, but would he have stuck around if he had just maybe you could buy him out and he went off and rehabbed on his own? I think he would have been less likely to stick around for this year. And this is a much different team without Justin Verlander pitching the way he's pitched in the first half.
The other thing I heard about Verlander, Seth, is I believe insurance picked up a decent chunk of his.
Oh, like the team had insurance?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
I didn't know
teams did it. Yeah. I know players did it. That makes sense that teams would have a certain amount of insurance.
For injuries like that. Yeah.
The thing about those insurance policies, they're expensive. When people say, like, well, why don't you just get an insurance policy? Because Lloyd's of London knows what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
They know that athletes do get injured. So it's not some simple – it's not one of these things where you're buying a life insurance policy at the age of 19.
Right.
You're paying a hefty premium.
No doubt.
Who was it that had pandemic insurance? That was the one of the sports leagues had pandemic insurance, and they looked super smart for
it. Yeah,
it was either the PGA or somebody else. Like, and it, I want to say maybe it was the NBA. One of the leagues had done it, and another league had let it lapse. But it looked like one of those expenses that, you know, probably Jim in risk management have been recommending this every year, and people got sick of it, and then all of a sudden a pandemic hits.
It was the Open and Wimbledon. It was the British sports.
Yeah.
They had pandemic insurance.
Yeah.
That was smart.
It was smart.
It was a good move.
Sometimes every now and then, like,
you don't want to give the British credit, do you? I can tell.
Well,
you right
not
now.
Really.
You're still sore about the 1700s and taxation.
They botched, how their insurance policies pay out on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what I thought. So, I caught myself doing this. I had to collect on a home insurance policy a couple years ago, and because we had some water damage, mm-hmm. and I was like, man, it was weird. I had like almost some kind of like guilt, like where I felt like I was screwing over the insurance company, even though it was perfectly valid.
Yeah.
It's just some inborn stupid middle child guilt I had. And then my friend reminded me, like, Seth, this is the first time that you've ever used your home insurance policy. You've been paying home insurance premiums for 25 years.
Yeah.
They're doing all right.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a bad risk all of a sudden.
Yeah.
They've done pretty well. Don't worry about and whatever you do, don't feel like you're getting one over on the insurance company this year. Like, yeah, they've done very well by you.
Is there any sort of insurer that you've had where you've gotten over on them in some way if you do
the balance sheet?
Yeah.
No, I'm a safe driver, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, early on, I got a lot of car crashes.
Yeah.
But I think my mom took the brunt of that more than me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Have you gotten over it? Like, have you made out well? Like, you bought a policy and then the next day that you, like, had to use it?
Yes. Two things. One, a few years ago when our company started offering pet insurance.
Yeah.
Amy and I had a dog. Dog's no longer with us, but the dog had had a couple of surgeries like back in like 2018 or 2017. So I got the pet insurance. It was like $10 a pay period. It was nothing. She ended up getting another injury and we got paid off on that pet insurance. We got like $8,000 back on a procedure that she had. Yeah, I had paid maybe like $200 in premiums and we got like $8,000 back. So that was number one. Number two was the health insurance that I had through my company when James and Judy were born.
Mm-hmm.
They were 9 weeks premature. They were in the NICU for 7 weeks.
Oh, wow. Good job, James and Judy, putting one over on the insurance
company.
Dude,
I was working for a startup at the time. We had like 30 employees. We had to change insurance providers because of my kids.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The bills were that high. It was such a small company, and the bills were that high.
Oh, that's a scary, man.
It was worth it. They both wound up as being pretty good human beings. I would say it was a good investment by Aetna back then.
But you should write Aetna a letter.
Hey.
Send pictures of them.
Yeah.
Don't, because then, you know what? You probably signed a form sometime somewhere saying that they could use your name and image, and they'll run this huge ad campaign. Aetna, preserving human, preserving American families since...
They pay me for it. They can do whatever the hell they want with the pictures.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday here.
How many weeks premature?
9.
My God.
Yeah. 3 pounds.
9 years.
3 pounds.
Excuse me. 9 months. Or 9 weeks.
9 weeks. Nine years. Yeah. Nine months would have been. 3 pounds, 4 ounces, 2 pounds, 8 ounces.
2 pounds, what ounces?
8. That was James.
Oh, my God.
Dude, yeah, he was like a potato. He was tiny, yeah.
Oh.
Yep. It was stressful.
That's amazing.
So stressful that I fainted. Remember, Seth? I got wheeled out of the waiting room.
Painted in front of your in-laws.
In front of my in-laws. They wheeled me out in a wheelchair.
Don't worry. Combined, they still weigh less than a normal child. It couldn't be that big a deal. This will be an easy upbringing.
It was something else.
So I always figured, like, my brother was premature, and he had a fall birthday, which I felt screwed him in athletics because he was really, like, he was a year ahead of where he should have been.
Yeah.
Like, your birthday should be your normal due date.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel
because he should have had, like, a late fall birthday, which would have pushed him into the next year.
With the next kid, he'd have been the big kid among the next group of kids. What might Deshaun Watson's defense team here for this disciplinary hearing, what might their defense center around? A legal expert weighs in on that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.